Rip City, what's going on, everybody? Special podcast, a Sunday night podcast. You know, we've been saying this, you know, lately. If you're living under a rock, you don't know what's going on. I don't think there's any possible way, if you're a Blazer fan or a basketball fan, you do not know what's happening right now. You don't know what this podcast is about. Something that, you know, there was a part of me that thought we'd never have to have this conversation. And as the years kept going and as the last couple years continued, we kind of felt like it was probably going to happen. Before we even get into it, Fawad's here with me tonight on this Sunday night. How you doing, Fawad?
I'm good. I'm also excited because, you know, before we get into it, last episode we talked about the key message was to pick a damn side. And I think it's very clear that Damian Lillard obviously listens to our podcast because I think he has decided to pick a side. So that was some good news that I got this morning.
Very true. Very true. So Dame, now that we know you're listening, for those of you that even, you know what, I'm just not even going to say this. Let's just recap real quick. Damian Lillard has asked for a trade. I think we all kind of expected it. I think we all, for the most part, understand why he asked for a trade. For the most part, understand the ins and outs of the business. And I think probably most of us knew this day was coming. I said, you know, maybe 2 years ago, we probably wouldn't have felt that way. But these last 2 years, you could see it was kind of leaning towards this. It was coming to this point.
I think at this point, everyone kind of knew it was more of a when than an if. But
yeah,
like it was.
Now I will say I'm surprised at how soon it was. Not, I won't say surprised, but like I kind of thought it was going to last a little bit longer. But we're going to get into that in just a second. So Dame's asked for a trade. Nothing's happened since that.
He has said that his preference is Miami.
Yes, all that's happened free agency wise. Is we've re-signed Jeremy Grant to a 5-year, $160 million contract. We've cut Trendon Watford, which now even makes less sense why we did that. Drew Eubanks has signed with the Phoenix Suns. Cam Reddish has signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. Is there any other Blazer player that's gone somewhere else yet? I don't think so. I think that's it. Let's just jump into it. It's going to be a little bit somber, but it's also going to be, I'm also looking forward to what's going to happen. So, first things first, Fawad, your reaction, it was, I'd say Pacific time. It was about, I don't know, 10:30, I'd say when the news hit. So, what was your reaction to seeing that news this morning, this afternoon for you?
So I had to get up early this morning. I had to go somewhere, and I had just left my house I had just gotten where I was going maybe like for 5 minutes. And so, you know, my phone plan, I have 6 gigs of data. I've been at 5.9 the entire week, and I really didn't want to go over because it charges me $30. So I actually had kept my data off, but then I was like, you know, I wasn't really doing anything. I was like, let me turn it on, see if I have any messages. I turn it on, my notifications load, and I see breaking. Damian Lillard has requested a trade. And then I'm like, okay, you know, I got to bite the bullet. I'm going to go over my data. It's going to happen. And then, you know, I just went into it. I saw all the tweets. I saw all the reactions. It was crazy, man. It was like, I was not expecting to see it this morning. I think I said last episode that I did expect Dame to be traded before the start of the season. And I don't know if I said when I expected it, but I think on Discord I said I expected it around like in a week or two. I did not expect it today, so I was completely blindsided by that. But it happened. You know, as expected, his first choice was Miami. We knew that if it happened, it was probably going to be Miami. And yeah, the rest of the day I've just been refreshing Reddit. I've been looking at other people's, you know, opinions, thoughts. It's been interesting. It's been, you know, it's been building up. And it finally happened. We reached the breaking point. What was your first thoughts? Where were you when you found out?
I was getting ready to go to. We were taking my daughter and my son to like a fire, the fire department had like an open house. So we were getting ready to go to that. And then we were about to go to like a 4th of July parade. And we were getting ready and I was sitting on the couch and my phone beeps. And I'm like, oh God, like usually these alerts at 10:30 or something to do with NBA. So I look at my phone and the very first thing I see is I just like somehow out of all the message that I saw on there, Damian Lillard's name was the first thing I saw like in the middle of the message. And immediately I was like, oh God, this is it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm reading it. And, you know, honestly, it's sad. Like I love Dame and he's, you know, for the last 10 years, pretty much been the Portland Trailblazers. But I honestly, I think just because I was expecting it, it didn't like affect me as much as I thought it would have. 2 years ago, I probably would have been devastated if I saw that. But like, I'm sad that he wants to leave, but I understand it. And I think it's the right move for us to move him. So it kind of helped me accept it. And like, I pretty much just was sitting there and I said, well, I told my wife, I'm like, Dame just asked for a trade. And that's kind of all it was. And like, then just like, if you guys know today, you get on Facebook, if you're in anything to do with the Blazer thing, that was anything Sports Center nonstop. My dad called me like 2 hours later and he's like, ESPN's been talking about Dame for the last 25 minutes. Like they don't talk about anything else. It's just, it took the world. Like it went, sports world went crazy with it. So it's depressing. It's upsetting, but it's also expected. And honestly, I think it's the right move.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. And quickly, I just want to add, like I said, I wasn't home and it was early morning, so none of my friends were up yet. So I was kind of like having to process it all on my own. And I was just like, I need someone to talk to. Like, my entire world is broke and there's no one there. So Discord and Reddit did, you know, the best they could.
I didn't even check Discord today. I didn't even think about that. Reddit, not Discord. I didn't even check Reddit today. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Me and you both agree. We kind of thought this was the move that should be made, even if Dame didn't ask for a trade. Like we kind of just both were like, I think it's time to just move on from him. Obviously Dame comes out and says he wants to go to Miami. And we know from the past interview, he also was interested in Brooklyn, but he came today and once again reiterated Miami's his number one choice. So obviously, I think a lot of us can agree Miami doesn't have the best package for him. Now, there's two roads that we're going to go down. Are we doing the let's do right by Dame and just give him what he wants? Or are we going to do let's do what's best for the Blazers? And, you know, even if that means not sending Dame where he wants to go. There is a scenario where there could be a third team, which I think there probably has to be a third team if we're doing it with Miami, where maybe we do get better assets. But let's just talk about this. What's your initial thoughts? Like, is it Miami or nothing? Do you think there could be something else?
There's a lot to unpack here, and I think the biggest factor is how much we value Dame's choices. And I think before I even get into like what package I want or anything like that, for me, first, what surprised me the most, you said you haven't been on Reddit today. I have a lot after a very long time. I was on Rip City for, you know, pretty much the whole day. And I was surprised. I don't know how you feel about this because we haven't talked about this yet either. But the prevailing sentiment, I would say, on Reddit was, you know, they don't care about Dame's wishes at all. Like, it's not even a factor. It's just about strictly who has the best package. Dame, even if he has to go to the worst team in the league, like, you know, so be it. For me, personally, I think, you know, Dame has been such a big part of the Portland Trailblazers for the last decade. He put us on the map. He's one of the best players in the NBA. He's, you know, one of the NBA's top 75 players. So I think, and he's stuck by the team for a long time. He probably should have asked out looking back like a couple of years ago now. But, you know, he didn't. He put his all into it. So I think he's earned a little favor, whatever you want to call it. So if he has a preference, I think 100% I would factor that into my decision for sure. you know, if his number one choice, you know, let's take Miami out of it, let's say any team, like if his number one choice can't, you know, if they don't have a good package, then, you know, maybe I understand. But to one of his top two or three teams, I think I would absolutely try to accommodate that. And if we're talking about Miami specifically, again, we'll get into a little bit later. But I actually think their package is not as bad as people think. But yeah, basically, like, if he wants to go to Miami, or even if his top two is Miami or Brooklyn, I think, you know, I would accommodate that. One of those two, like, you know, make something work. Even if it's not the absolute best package, you know, both of those teams, I think, can offer good enough packages that we should be okay with it if Dame wants to go there. What do you think? Like, how much do you factor in Dame's personal preference?
Let me address your question about Reddit first. I think a lot what you're going to see to start, like today, the next day, maybe the next week, a lot of people upset that Dame wants to leave. So they're going to be, you know, well, screw Dame then. If he doesn't want to be here, then who cares? Like, you know, like, I think as time goes on, they're going to be like, you know what? Now that I'm over this, over the, you know, initial reaction of him asking out, now I kind of can think. I think most people that are, you know, understand basketball and understand what he's done for us, I think they kind of will change their tune a little bit. But when it comes down to it, it is a business. Yes, I think Dame deserves to kind of have a say in where he goes, or, you know, what choices he, you know, but this is where I would say I would come to Dame at the, you know, once we kind of have an idea, like if I was a GM, I would come to Dame once I have kind of a plan of what teams are asking, what the asking price is for Dame, what teams are willing to give us. And then kind of prioritize 1, 2, 3, 4, even if 1, 2, 3, 4 isn't Miami, saying, okay, Dame, these are the options we have. Out of these three teams, which one would you like? If we're going to go this way, which one, you know, this is who it's going to be. Maybe it's not Miami and he's going to have to accept that. But I do think, kind of like what you talked about two episodes ago, if it comes down to like Miami I'm just going to throw out another team. This team doesn't even have to do it. Miami and the Lakers. Let's just say those two. We know Dame wants to go to Miami and the packages are pretty similar. Maybe the Lakers is just a tiny bit better. Maybe we get an extra second round pick from the Lakers. At that point, I could see us saying, you know what, Dame, you want Miami, we'll send you to Miami. But like, I don't think like if we're getting like an extra 2 or 3 first round picks from another team, that we're still going to side with Dame and give him the Miami deal, because at the end of the day, it is a business. We gave Dame this massive contract. We, you know, maybe we didn't give him the best roster, but we gave him other things. We gave him pretty much the keys to the city, pretty much the keys to do whatever he wants on the basketball court. And we gave him $250 million. Like, he's well compensated. I think it will factor into asking Dame at the end of the day what he wants, but I hope that it's not just because Dame wants to go to Miami, we're going to make it that case and send him to Miami. So, I mean, all in all to say, I think Dame's opinion, it will matter. It may not be like at the end of the day, whatever Dame says happens. Like at the end of the day, it's Joe Cronin's decision. It's Jody Allen's decision, unfortunately. And they have to do what's right for the Blazers. It's like we've always said, this is the Portland Trail Blazers, not the Portland Dame Blazers. So yes, we want Dame to, you know, kind of get the CJ treatment, where CJ kind of had a choice of where he went. But I think also with the CJ deal, that kind of was the best option at that point. So if you had it your way, Would you want him to go to Miami? Do you like the package that Miami has?
Do I like the package that Miami has?
The rumored package, I should say.
Which I think is Hero, Duncan Robinson, and I think two picks, 2027 and 29. Possibly Nikola Jovic as well. And apparently we can't get their rookie this year because they just signed him today. So if we want him, we would have to wait 30 days. But anyways, that's the gist of it. Specifics might change. I like it. I do. I think I'm very high on Hero. Obviously, he doesn't fit well with our team, and we would need a third team if we traded with Miami. And even Haynes pretty much confirmed that. But I think we would be able to get decent assets for him. And I think those two picks in the future, 2027 and 2029, people are saying like, hey, it's Miami. They're never going to be bad. They have Spo. They're always going to find ways to compete. But at the same time, I think, that 2027 one, yeah. Dame and Jimmy, they're both going to be 36, 37, making 50, 60 million a year. It's hard to, make a playoff team when you have mm-hmm. 120 million wrapped up in people yep. who are like at the very tail end of their career. I think it's a very, very good chance that those are going to be good picks.
Yeah, I agree.
Secondly, I went back and I think I looked at the last 9 years. I think basically since LeBron left Miami. Since then, Spo's been there the whole time. They missed the playoffs 3 times. And then they also had the 8th seed this year, and I think maybe like a 6th seed another year. So that like they've missed the playoffs 30% of the time since LeBron has left. That's very likely to happen again. It's not like they've been a top 4 seed every single year, just because Spo's that good. Like Spo's an amazing coach, probably the best in the NBA. But if he has these roadblocks on his team that are going to be Dame and Jimmy on, 36, 37 years old, I feel like it's going to be hard for them to win. It's very likely that those could be lottery picks. Even if not, I think, they should be under 20. Like, I think it's very likely that those are under 20 and you can find really good players in that range. Obviously, it's not going to be a number one pick, but who's offering picks that are likely to be, a top one pick. Secondly, I think the other packages, which obviously we don't know the specifics of, Brooklyn seems intriguing, but all the other ones, like Philly's rumored to be interested in Dame, there's nothing they can offer that seems even remotely appealing to me, especially since Philly specifically said they don't want to include Tyrese Maxey. Like, Brooklyn, I can understand. Like, Brooklyn, I feel like they have some assets that make it interesting. But other than them, I don't see a single playoff team that has that can beat that Miami package, or at least, they're at least on the same level. And then if it's on the same level, you're obviously going to go with the one Dame prefers. The only one that I think is head and shoulders above Miami is Brooklyn, and that depends on what they're willing to offer. Like, we don't know what they're willing to offer. So overall, I do like the Miami package. I think people are underestimating those picks, and they're underestimating Hero. And I think I think it's a good package. It might not be the best one out there, but if that's the one we choose, I'm satisfied with it for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait to address any kind of trade packages. Yeah. The more I sat here and think, because there's probably going to be more that we're going to hear. Yeah, there's a lot we don't know. Joe Cronin came out and addressed the fact that Dame made a trade request, and he essentially made it seem like he was more interested in getting actual players right now than draft picks as much. Like, his comment
made it sound like, yeah, they're committed to winning, which to me implies they don't want the randomness of drafts and draft picks, but they want players who can contribute right away.
So, like, for example, this deal with Miami, Tyler Hero, I feel like any trade with Brooklyn, I feel like Claxton has to be in a trade for like that. To us, makes the most sense. If we're going to get a player back, Claxton is the player
They willing to part with him? Like, that's what we don't know.
Yeah, so I don't want to address it any more than what you just did, because I do agree. I don't think it's a terrible deal, but I want to wait to hear what else is out there.
We'll probably start to get into a little bit more next episode, or maybe even the one after that when we know a little bit more. But really quickly, that statement that Cronin made, this is just what I think. I feel like he just made that statement to get leverage on Miami, and because you know, Dame kind of saying he wants Miami kind of takes away our leverage. So I think that was just, you know, posturing and getting us back in the driver's seat, or at least trying to, and, you know, forcing Miami to give up like literally every single thing they have. And I do think, going back to like, you know, factoring in Dame's choice, he, like you said, he did that with CJ. I think he will do that again with Dame. He just wants, you know, these statements to kind of take back some of the leverage that Dame gave away. But ultimately, I do think he'll strongly factor in Dame's decision. But yeah.
Yeah, so here's the last thing I want to bring up. We want to keep this one kind of short because it is fresh and we don't, you know, there's not a lot of info out there. So we don't want to just sit here and speculate. But this is something I want to ask you. I want to run by you, and I want everyone that's listening to kind of think about it too. Here's my conspiracy theory. I kind of talked about it in Discord a little bit. The fact that Dame asked out the next day after the first day of free agency kind of put up some red flags because of this. We offer his friend Jeremy Grant a massive contract, a contract nobody else could offer but us, right? 5 years, $160 million. The very next day asks out for a trade. Well knowing that free agency wasn't like where we were going to make a splash. Like we weren't going to go out and get somebody in free agency this year. We didn't have the money to. Jeremy Grant was our one like main target. My only thought could be, So my conspiracy theory is Dame already knew he was going to ask out and he wanted to get Jeremy Grant paid. So he said he wasn't going to ask out yet. Jeremy Grant gets paid. He asks out immediately. So that's my conspiracy theory. But my only like reasoning I could have for this is maybe a trade that was rumored to have happened, that could be in the works, fell through. And at that point, Dame was like, okay, then if that trade's not happening, I don't want to be here.
I'm actually going to go like a step further than you with this conspiracy. And I have a tiny, tiny little shred of evidence as well. I think not only did Dame know that he was going to ask out and he wanted to get Grant paid, I think the front office actually knew themselves that Dame was going to ask out for sure. And they still offered Grant that money anyways. Partly because I don't remember if it was Jason Quick or Shams with their article. They basically said that, you remember when Dame and Cronin met a couple days mm-hmm. ago or last week or something? Apparently Dame told them then
yep.
that like he was planning on requesting a trade, and they kind of talked him out of it, or at least talked him into waiting. So at the very least, they knew there was a strong possibility that he would ask out before giving Jeremy Grant that contract. So I think obviously I think they were okay with it. It wasn't like they were expecting for sure Dame to stay. And that's the only reason why they paid Grant. I think they were okay with paying Grant even if Dame is not there, because I think, you know, it's better than letting an asset walk. And sure, yeah. It's a lot of money, but if you're rebuilding, like, who cares what you do with your money? You're not going to be paying Scoot for another 4 years. So, like, it's not like you're a contender and you're tight on money and you're working around the edges. You have a lot of room to play with. So I think that, you know, they were good with it either way. If Dame stays, we kept his good friend. If not, we kept an asset that might have positive value in a year or two once that contract looks a little bit better. And it's better than just letting it walk. And the other thing is, I think it was rumored or speculated that he was probably going to get 5 years, 150 mil. I don't know if you saw that, but I saw that somewhere. And he ended up signing.
So
I feel like he might have gotten the extra 10 million just to convince him to stay on the team without Dame. So that's my conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the caveat to what you're saying. And I agree with you. First off, anyone that's listening right now, if we are rebuilding, if that is and ends up what ends up happening, money does not matter anymore. Like Jeremy Grant, 160 million. Who cares? That doesn't matter anymore. We're rebuilding. Doesn't matter. We're probably going to end up taking a lot of some big inflated contracts that, you know, you're going to get these players that are like, why the hell are we trading for this old 30-year-old guy that's making $22 million? Like, it doesn't matter anymore at that point. But here's the caveat. If what Joe Cronin said about trying to still compete, right, without Dame, you're probably going to get a more well-balanced team trading Dame away, because you're going to get some good assets that are going to kind of help balance out the team. So at that point, the $160 million could become an issue later on. Now, granted, the CBA, you know, the cap is rising, and everyone is seeing these crazy amounts of money if these players are getting paid. I mean, Fred VanVleet just absolutely, I think he hit the lottery.
What the Rockets are doing.
I don't know what's going on. Like, if you guys think that the deal for Grant is bad, then let me introduce you to the Houston Rockets and Fred VanVleet, because that is just crazy, the amount of money he's making. But you know, until we see what happens, I'm not going to worry about Grant's money. Technically, we could still back out on that deal or not sign the deal, but I don't think it's happening.
That's going to be such a bad look.
Yeah. I think at this point, he's going to be on our team, and we very well could trade him down the road. At least Jeremy Grant is a good player. I look forward to having him on our team still, but it is kind of a little shitty if that is what happened. You know, now if what you said is true, then it's not as bad. But like, if it was just like Dame and Jeremy Grant came up with this and said like, look, I'm going to get you paid and then I'm getting out of here and you're going to be stuck here. And we already know that at one point, Jeremy Grant kind of wanted to be the head guy, and he was in Detroit for that. And nobody goes to Detroit unless they want to be the head guy. So, I mean, Jeremy Grant could very well be like, yeah, dude, I'm fine with making $160 million and being the number one option out here, or, you know, possibly number two still, but we'll see. It's going to probably get dark, real dark here soon. And what's the saying? It's always darkest before the dawn or something like that. So, I mean, it's going to get dark, guys. It's going to suck, but you know what? Let me just say this. We're going to put a poll at the end of this episode. I meant to say this at the beginning, but I'm remembering it now. So here we go. We're going to put a poll on Spotify. So if you guys are listening on Spotify, you can respond on the poll. Are you guys mad at Dame for asking out? Me personally, I'm not. I don't know about you, Fawad. I'm not. But are you guys? What about you, Fawad? Are you mad?
No, I am not. Pretty much what I said earlier. You know, I think we haven't built a team around him. We've tried sometimes, but ultimately, I don't think we've done, like, these last 2 years, we've been sitting on assets, and all our moves have been looking like rebuilding moves. So I don't blame Dame at all for asking out.
Yep.
How about you?
No, I mean, I agree. Like we've said, it's like pick a damn side, because it seemed like they were playing both sides. You're keeping Dame, you're trading for Jeremy Grant, but at the same time, you're using your seventh pick on Shaedon Sharpe. You're using your third pick on Scoot Henderson. They were contradicting what they were doing, and it was just like they're trying to go right down the line and try to do both things at once, and it's not possible. In my opinion, it's not possible. You have to establish a championship team before you can start building for the future. So
let me ask you a specific, you know, basically the same question, but what I saw some people say is they're not mad at him asking out, but they're mad at him saying his preference is Miami. What do you think about that?
I mean, what player at this point, you know, the last 10, 15 years, like, that's what every player does. Mm-hmm. Any player that has any kind of pull, they come out and say, I want to be traded, and this is who I want to be traded to. And, you know, until the owners decide, you know what, we're either going to just hold you and you're not going to play, and you're going to just ruin your, you know, you're going to ruin your, what am I trying to say here? My Saturday, my brain is not ready. I said this is a Sunday night, didn't I?
And I thought that was perfectly fine too.
I don't even know what the hell's going on. You know, either the owners have to take a stand and say, we paid you, you signed a contract for us, you're a member of the Blazers, you don't get to dictate where you go, we do. Or it's just going to continue, and it is a players' league. It's going to continue the way it's going, and these players have most of the control on what happens. No, I'm not. Does it suck that that's happening? Yes, because it kind of limits what we can do. And like you said, you kind of have to minimize what Dame's saying. Like, Dame goes out and says these things, and then Joe Cronin's kind of having to try to get leverage back by Dame saying things. So it's like that part sucks, but every single player does it. I mean, you had Bradley Beal with a no trade clause pretty much saying, I'm not going anywhere except for Phoenix. Like, he was like, I will not say yes to my to any trade besides Phoenix. So,
yeah,
it is what it is at this point.
Pretty much what you said. I'm not mad at him because, you know, everyone has a preference. It sucks that we do lose a little bit of leverage, and I wish there was a way for him to kind of privately tell the front office what his preference is. But until it gets to the point where I don't think it'll ever get here, because he'll probably be traded sooner rather than later. But I think until it gets to a point where he's like, I'm not playing, you know, for any other team except for Miami, or I'm not, you know, if I'm not traded, I'm not going to play for Portland, until it gets to that level, which I don't think it will. Then,
yeah,
you know, I'm not mad at Dame. It's just an unfortunate situation.
I don't think Dame would ever do that. Worst case scenario for Dame, he would just be like pissed off and swallow it and just play for us or play for whoever he got traded to. He doesn't strike me as a player that would sit out or, you know, demand, I'm not going anywhere but here. I think he can come out and say, I have a preference to where I want to go, and it can be a strong preference. But I think when it comes down to it, he's still got 3 more years, I believe, on his contract. That's a long time to be sitting out, not playing.
I think. Actually, I'm not sure.
Three or four. I mean, if we ended up not trading him, you know, a lot of people consider him to be the greatest Blazer of all time, and then he does that. I don't think people would consider him to be the greatest Blazer of all time anymore. You know, or if he goes to another team that's semi-competitive, even if it's not Miami, like, his competitiveness is going to want to play. Like, even me, and I know I'm nowhere on the same level as Dame competitive-wise, like, if I got sent to a different, like, even in high school, like, if I went to a different school, like, even if that team sucked, or if that team, you know, and it wasn't where I wanted to go, there's no way I couldn't not play. Like, I love basketball too much, and I want to play. It wouldn't matter at that point. So that's my opinion. I'm sure Dame is probably listening right now saying, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm not going anywhere but Miami. So who the hell knows? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think next episode is going to be where we kind of get into a little bit more, maybe talk about some of the packages, maybe, or we'll definitely talk about, you know, rebuilding, because that's something I'm really excited for too. We'll get into that a little bit more. And the one big, big bummer piece of news, other than Dame getting traded, Trenton Watford got cut. That broke my heart, but we'll get into that.
It never made sense
to begin with, and somehow makes even less sense now.
Yeah. So there's some change coming, guys. Yes. If you're listening still, there's change coming. We can see it coming.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. But don't forget to check out our poll. That's something new we're trying. So hopefully every episode will have a poll on Spotify. So if you're not listening on Spotify, sorry for that, I guess. Or maybe check it out. Yeah. Check it out on Spotify. I don't know.
Just go to Spotify to answer the poll. I think how it is if you just scroll to the bottom of the episode, it'll be down there on the bottom.
Yeah, so if you see the thing, just swipe up and you'll see it there.
Okay, well, you know, this is... It's not the greatest way to start a special episode and end a special episode, but you know what? It is what it is. And you know, one thing we forgot to talk about last podcast, as soon as we ended the podcast, we brought it up. Our G League team has a new name, the Rip City Remix. I'm not a big fan of the remix part, but I love that we used Rip City as the team name. Like, they're like, I'm so happy we did. The logo is not terrible. I like it.
It's has a retro look.
Yeah, it does. It's definitely retro looking, but a remix, just I guess I need to look into it more. I don't know what remix is coming from. Like, I don't get what that part has to do with anything. So you know, at one point I thought it was gonna be the Rip City Dame Blazers or something like that. I was like, okay, now we can be a fan of the Dame Blazers, but you know, obviously that's not happening. So okay, guys. It's going to be tough. These next couple years might be rough. We'll get through it together. And we'll get to watch some young guys play some exciting basketball. It'll probably be hard to watch some nights like it has been the last couple years, but it'll be fun to watch at the same time. Other than that, I hope you guys have a good night. Enjoy your Sunday. For everybody in America, 4th of July is coming up, so enjoy your Independence Day. Everybody have a good night, and as always, Rip City, baby.